Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Glorious, Exciting, Good Plan of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I've made up my mind that God's Word is true, and the plans that God has for Keith are good and bright. And that by His grace, I can find them and do them. And that He is leading me and guiding me and ordering my steps, and my path is getting brighter and brighter every day. I have nothing to fear of tomorrow. I have nothing to dread, because actually tomorrow is going to be better. Better than today and yesterday. Now, whenever you believe this, I will know it. I will know it by your face. And that's all right. This is Monday night. Just keep coming. Just keep coming, because we're going to stay on this till we may have to pull you off the rafters before this is over with, because God's Word is true. And His plan for you is awesome. It's amazing. It's beyond what you've thought. And the first step to experiencing it is simply believing this. Don't underestimate this part tonight. If you'll just, right where you sit right now, just say, I believe that. I believe that my future is bright. I believe my best days by far are in front of me and ahead of me. If you believe that, you're already headed that way. Because as a man thinks in his heart, so is it. If you believe that, you're already headed that way. And if you keep believing that every day and every night, that's all God needs to keep directing you, working you, changing you, getting you there, setting things in motion so that you intercept them. That's all He needs. Whew. What's the danger? Getting quiet. Somber. It's been a hard year. My friends let me down. I've been doing my best. It just seems like I take one step forward and get knocked back two. It's been this way week after week. Well, let's just stop right here. How long you been feeling like this? How long you been thinking like this? How long you been talking about? See, which came first, chicken or the egg? People want to believe, well, no, I feel like this because stuff's so bad. Really? I can show you in the Word where it starts in your heart and mind first. Then it starts showing up at your doorstep. And the good news is, even if it's all falling apart out here, you can set it in motion the other way. To be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And this tongue is just like a steering wheel. It's just like a rudder on a ship. I don't care how big it is, how bad the storm is, how big the waves are. You can turn that big thing around. It may not just flip on a dime overnight, but all you got to do is get that tongue headed in the other direction. And even little by little and more by more, it'll turn your life totally around and head you back into success and increase, prosperity and wholeness, success. Man, I can see in my mind's eye right now, people that have been caught up in the hurricane. And you've thought, oh, this is awful, it's awful. No, you have been letting yourself drift along with the storm. Yeah. because right outside the storm, the sun's shining, and it's real nice, and a lot of us been having fun. This is when the storm's been going on for 5 years. Not everywhere it ain't. I mean, if you get caught in a storm and then you just drift with the storm and you stay in it, no, you better get a hold of your mouth. You better get a hold of your mind. You better get a hold of your spirit and what you believe. And even though it's cross-grained of what you've been feeling and doing, get that thing turned in the right direction and start talking victory. Somebody say, I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. My future is bright. 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 Whew. Bright. Glory to God. Now listen to these two. Today's English version of this Jeremiah 29:11. He says, I alone know the plans I have for you. Plans to bring you prosperity and not disaster. Read the rest of it. Plans to bring about the future you hope for. Let me read another translation. The Good News Translation says a very similar thing. He said, plans to bring you prosperity and not disaster. Plans to what? Again, bring about the future you hope for. Now keep that in mind. Bring about what future? The future you are hoping for. Now, I know among charismatics, Word of Faith people, they don't like that phrase. And hope has gotten a bad rap among faith people. But, you know, it's really funny, laughable, because you don't know about faith if you don't know about hope. The two go hand in hand. But the three great eternal living forces, what are they? Now abides faith, hope, love. Is hope important? It is not to be looked at slightly and, well, you know what, you don't need hope. What you need is faith. If you got faith, you've got hope. Yeah. Hope is the result of the foundation of the faith. Somebody says, don't you mean, Brother Keith, that first you get your hope and then you get your faith? No. No. You're thinking about desire. People have said it because they've confused Bible hope with what we call hope in modern vernacular. Will you be healed right now? I sure hope so. People say, well, that's not faith. Well, it's not hope either. It's desire. If you say, will you be healed? I sure hope so. What does that mean? I sure want to be. I wish it would be. It's not hope. Has anybody looked up what hope is in the Bible? It is confident expectation. What are we talking about the future? We're talking about expecting something good. That's the result of faith. Did I lose somebody? Don't take my word for it. Go get out your concordance. Study it. Look at it. Go get in depth on it. Hebrews 11:1. Anybody know what it says? Now faith is what? Substance. The substance. Have you looked up that word for substance? It's not what some people think. It means foundation. It is the foundation. It is the basis that hope sits on. The foundation of things hoped for are expected. When you become persuaded of something in your heart that has not yet happened in this realm, it puts you in a state of confident expectancy. Yes, sir. Glory to God. If you're in faith, you're expecting. Yes, sir. So that's future tense. I know it is. Faith deals with all tenses, past, present, and future. You believe you have received. Past tense. By stripes you were healed. Past tense. But if you don't see it and feel it yet, what are you expecting to happen? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. What does hope mean? Have you looked it up? It means expectancy. Expectancy. And if you're in faith, you're expecting. You believe God heard your prayer. You believe it's bought and paid for in Jesus. You sowed your seed. You believe good seeds in the ground. And now you are expecting money to show up. You called, your body healed, hands were laid on you, you believed, you received. And now what? Now what? You are expecting your body to change. So the faith is the receiving and the persuasion, and it gives you this expectation. Now in Ephesians, the third chapter, look at this. Ephesians 3. Don't think I'm contradicting somebody else's teaching when I say that. That's not the case. It's a matter of how you define the word hope. In our modern vernacular, when people use the word hope, it does not mean the same thing as the Bible means when it says hope. And that's where the misunderstanding controversy comes in. When I'm talking about hope now or tomorrow night or whenever, do you know what kind of hope I'm talking about? I'm talking about Bible hope. Bible hope. Ephesians 3. Ephesians 3 and 20. Anybody have any of these marked? Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Able to do has to do with future experience. He's already accomplished, bought and paid for in Christ, but when you're talking about what he's able to do, we're talking about something we're looking forward to. What is he able to do? Exceeding. Above. That's not just a little bit. That's way above. Way above what? Way above. Exceeding above. If the Lord had said above, it would have been above. Probably more than you thought. If he said abundantly above, that would have been way high above. If he says exceeding abundantly above, what does that mean? Out the atmosphere. I mean, in the other solar system. I mean, we're talking way, way higher and beyond all that we ask or think, comma. This he is able to do according to something that's going on in us. People have left this off, haven't they? They said God's able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we ask or think. Boop, they put a period. Glory to God. No. He's able to do it connected to something. He's able to do it based on something. He's able to do it in proportion to something.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Glorious, Exciting, Good Plan of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.